The western United States isn't the only part of the world experiencing energy supply problems. Brazil is 3 weeks into an emergency electricity rationing plan. The country has managed to trim its power consumption by almost 20%. The immediate cause of Brazil's power shortage is a lack of rainfall. The country is more than 90% dependent on hydroelectric power. So far, it's not clear whether the rationing plan will be enough to avert rolling power blackouts later this year, but it has a profound effect on everyday life. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The streets of Brazil's big cities are quieter and gloomier than usual. Roughly half the street lamps are turned off, and outdoor billboards no longer splash light around the way they did before. Instead of venturing out at night, most Brazilians are staying home. But there, too, things are dark.
So now we have to keep the lights all off, unless we are using the room.
Flavia Pamplona lives with her mother in a spacious Copacabana apartment. Since the beginning of June, they've been walking around in near darkness, turning the corridor lights on and off only as they pass through. Brazil has become a nation of compulsive switch flippers, a phenomenon you can observe from the street as people move around their apartments one light bulb at a time.
We unplugged the microwave, so we don't use it anymore. And then what else? We no longer have breakfast using with the lights on, although it's not very bright, the room, but we can still manage.
But Pamplona's biggest complaint is the same one you hear from almost every Brazilian these days.
We have to take cold showers.
Most Brazilian showers are electrically heated and are often the single biggest power drain in the house. So TV stations are running public service ads in which two talking power outlets pass judgment on people who take long baths. The power rationing has affected mainly the middle and upper classes, forcing them to cut back on some of the comforts of modern life. One Rio newspaper recently ran a feature about socialites making the supreme sacrifice, sharing the service elevator with the hired help. The poor are largely exempt from the system of rationing and punitive consumption fines, and Rio's slums are now the brightest part of the city. That may also be because many of the poor steal power with illegal connections known as gatos, which aren't metered. But low-income Brazilians may be the first to feel other consequences of the rationing.
É mais inseguro, mais peligroso.
It's more dangerous now, says Manuel Suarez, one of the legions of people known as catadores, who pick cardboard and other recyclables out of the garbage at night. The way it is now, Suarez says, cars have to drive with their brights on, which ends up blinding us. It's a hazard. The poor will suffer most from rationing's long-term economic consequences as businesses decide to meet their conservation goals by closing shop early. There aren't any hard numbers yet on whether the shorter work days will raise unemployment, but estimates of Brazil's overall economic growth have already been lowered for the year. The rationing plan itself is verging on success for the time being. The government figures that Brazilians will have to cut consumption by 20% to get through the dry season without blackouts. So far, the savings have been just short of that. But this may also be the peak of people's willingness to conserve. That zeal may wane as the months drag on. But Flavia Pamplona says she believes her fellow Brazilians will stick with it.
I think people will still try to save the energy, because we're very conscious, not only, I mean, it's a general crisis, you know, it's not only with us, but, I mean, if we can help and if we can save, we're going to save.
That attitude may be tested soon. A series of consumer-led lawsuits is challenging the legality of the fines that provide teeth for the rationing plan. One top judge recently said Brazilians should feel impelled to save electricity for reasons of national solidarity, a statement interpreted as a hint that the fines might be thrown out. If they are, Brazil will quickly discover whether feelings of national solidarity outweigh the desire for a long, hot shower. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.